This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Massive explosion now has rocked Lebanon's capital in Beirut.
There has been a massive explosion, leaving an unknown number of people injured in Beirut in the harbor.
A major fire at a warehouse there that was holding fireworks.
People have described as like a mushroom cloud and then a sonic wave that was heard and felt miles away.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Biden doesn't want to debate. He's incoherent at best.
I'm confused who I'm talking to here.
We've seen many of his gaffes from his basement.
They'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
They're afraid to put him on a debate stage. If you cannot debate in front of the American people and make your case as to why you should be president, then you should not be president.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Extensive research shows that there is fraud in vote by mail systems. It's extraordinarily rare.
With regard to the absentee system, that's right. And there is ample evidence of fraud. The best example of this, and very recent, was May 12th, New Jersey's special election in Paterson, New Jersey. 1 in 5 mail-in ballots were found to be fraudulent.
Bing!
New Jersey officials were charged in that case.
Bing again.
And resident Ramona Javier said there are 8 relatives and immediate neighbors she knows of listed as having voted, but who insist they never even received a ballot.
Bing!
Bing!
Unchained and unstoppable.
I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house. And I say, you gotta come back. Come over, I'll cook. They're not coming back right now.
This was one of those truly glorious Hampton weekends that you always hear about. Yeah, I may move out there.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I don't think a lot of those people are in the Hamptons, places in the Hamptons. I think they're in Palm Beach or somewhere else, maybe South Dakota, because Palm Beach has still got the mask ordinance in effect, I think. Anyway, welcome to the show, 844-500-4242. That's our toll-free number here today, 844-500-4242. And in case you haven't heard, Jill Biden, she's a doctor, you know. Don't go to her to get any painkillers, though, because she can't write any prescriptions. She got her doctorate from the Close Cover Before Striking Academy of Educational Community Colleges. And she just was on the Fox News channel, and she said that Joe Biden is looking forward to the debates.
Sure. Last week, former White House Press Secretary Joe Lockhart, he worked, of course, for Bill Clinton, he's a Democrat, supportive of your husband, said, quote, "Whatever you do, don't debate Trump. Wondering if you can settle this for us. Will the vice president debate Donald Trump this fall?"
Oh, yes, he will. I think they've already, I think it's 3 debates that they decided on. So, yeah, he'll be there.
I think it's 2. Okay.
Is she in the basement, too? Sounds like she's in a tin can. Are they all in the basement? Is all of Delaware in a basement? Good Lord. I don't buy it. I think if he probably thinks he's getting ready for a debate with Senator Boggs, who he ran against in 1972. You know, he said Senator Boggs was out of touch and he was old and he was in the way because he was 63 years old. Now Joe Biden is old enough to have been his father, Caleb Boggs' father, and he still thinks he's chipper and on the up and up.
I can't wait to debate Hubert Humphrey. It's going to be great.
I'm running for re-election to Congress. Oh, that's right. No, city council. Congress, city, something like that. I was in the House. No, I'm in the House. I'm in the basement of the House, not the House of Representatives. It's easy to get confused. All right. 844-500-4242. We've got a lot of stuff here today. We just posted... we're trying to get some more traffic to our website. So we have just posted a new Charlie Parker jukebox, and you can go to the jukebox and you can punch in, you know, whether you want his talking about the summer or about how great Here Comes the Sun or about COVID's not taking the summer off. We've got all kinds of great cuts for you. Just go to HowieCarsShow.com and you can click on, it's all free.
It's the worst stocked jukebox I've ever heard of. Oh my God.
It's great stuff. It's great stuff. But the reason we got into this is, you know, we check out how our podcasts do every week. We have the four hours a day. Each hour is a podcast. And by far the best hour last week was Friday night when we just did nothing but Charlie Parker cuts. So, we're like record companies. We're like MCA in the old days.
The hits keep on coming.
We wanted to come out with a greatest hits album. So it's a jukebox anyway. But we do have one greatest hits. Before we go any further, I just want to give you a tease. And this isn't on the jukebox yet. But this is like one of those things where, you know, when you have a band that's got a lot of hits, sometimes they do a medley of the hits. You know the way it is, right? So today, Charlie Parker did a medley of his greatest cliches in 30 seconds. It's really masterful. It's like going to an Eagles or a Rolling Stones concerts of cliches, tired cliches and bromides, all in 30 seconds. The only thing he missed, I told Grace, he didn't mention tools in the toolbox. But everyone else, he got every other cliche he got in there. Cut 12.
I can't say this enough. COVID's not taking the summer off. And we can't either. It's critical for folks to remain vigilant in their daily activities. Please continue to wear face coverings, practice social distancing, and stay home if you aren't feeling well. We're not taking any options off the table when it comes to fighting COVID, reopening the Commonwealth, getting back to a new normal. It all depends in many respects on everybody playing their part and doing their job.
Playing their part and doing their jobs. Charlie Parker's job is telling you what to do. And your job is saying, yes, sir. May I have another? Good Lord. Okay. But anyway, you can get all those sound cuts if you want at HowieCarsShow.com. And we'll post more as they go along. That'll go up as a greatest hits medley, I'm sure, at some point this afternoon. 844-500-4242. So things were looking up for Ed Markey in the Senate fight against Joe Kennedy. But now Markey's in a bit of a jam. There's this kid that was killed, a black kid, DJ Henry. He was involved in a beef with a cop in upstate New York. And, he supposedly rammed the cop and the cop fired at him. And there are all kinds of questions about what really happened. And so the family has been trying to get some kind of investigation going for years and years. And so they finally went public with it, that they'd gotten help from other officials, politicians in both New York State and in Massachusetts. But they said Markey had just done nothing for them. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Stop me if you've ever called Markey's office for anything. You'll know exactly what these people are talking about. But this is DJ Henry's father, Dan Roy, talking about what Markey did to them. Cut 9.
My wife and I came to you 10 years ago as grieving parents asking for your help with our son's murder. Not only did you not act in any way, but we felt like you were just dismissing us, using even the term colored in the conversation.
This is the guy that the Globe endorsed last week for the Senate. You heard that right. DJ Henry's father is saying that Markey used the word colored in describing. That's kind of old school, if you know what I mean. And Markey, again, this is a guy who talks about the Boston Patriots. I think it's indeed possible that this happened. It's pretty weird though that he would do that. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. of the Howie Carr Show. Let's see. 508, you were an academic elite when you belittled the college people went to, Professor Carr. I don't know what that means. What's this all about? Sometimes I get these messages on the text line and I don't know what they're
talking
about.
Then why are you reading it?
I was surprised by it. I was just writing about colleges in my column and some of the pensions that people are getting. Incidentally, if you saw the story in the Herald today about Billy Bulger, the brother of Whitey Bulger and his pension of $272,000, I said to myself, I thought his pension was $202,000, but it's now gone up to $272,000. Do you know why? His wife died. And so apparently in the state system, you get to change from an option C, which is survivor's benefits, to an option A, which is the straight payout. I thought that, you know, when you made a decision like that, it was irrevocable. You know, it didn't matter. You didn't get to change it. If something happened and somebody died, what you thought was prematurely, but apparently I'm wrong. I called up the retirement board today and they were surprised. The guy I deal with over there was surprised to learn this, that you can change from an option C, which is survivor's benefit, to an option A if the survivor doesn't survive you. So Billy Bulger is now up from $202,000 a year pension to $272,000 a year pension. The VIPs, I've depressed them here in the early going. I like to amuse them early on, but I'm sorry. You know, I check these pensions. There's certain websites I go to all the time, like Bureau of Prisons. I like to see where my friends are these days or if they've been moved around. And then I also like to go to see how much my other friends who aren't in prison, who have put me in prison, a working prison where I can't leave. I'm stuck here. I have to keep working to support them. So I hadn't noticed that his pension had gone up, but I have some good news from looking at the new pension system. Remember Timothy Touchy Feely, the superior court judge in Massachusetts who let go the future cop killer in Maine, who let go all kinds of sexual predators, who let go illegal alien fentanyl dealers. He said he couldn't send him to jail because otherwise he'd be deported and he wouldn't be able to support his family. Excuse me, Judge, he's supporting his family by selling fentanyl to American citizens. Judge Feely has retired. I know that's a sad thing, but does that cheer you up, VIPs, just a little bit? Maybe not as much as Billy Bulger's extra 70 grand a year, but there we go. 844-500-4242, 508 says, our job, he's talking about Parker, is making sure Trump doesn't get elected in November, and if he doesn't, all is forgiven and the lockdown is over. Yeah, exactly. The lockdown is over. Oh, I see. They were referring to me making fun of Jill Biden's education. Well, he's the one who always talks about how she's a doctor, right? And didn't somebody on The View, Joy Behar, say that she should be the Surgeon General?
Whoopi said that.
Oh, Whoopi said that.
And I thought Joe Biden was married to Joe Biden.
That's that too. I don't think there's any problem with making fun of Jill Biden's educational credentials. I mean, the fact that she claims to be a doctor when
I'm
she...
I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General, his wife.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's wife, because she, you know, he would never do it, but she's a hell of a doctor.
Now Bruce from the Mets is saying, you're a buzzkiller so far today. I'm giving you the news. Billy Bulger got a raise in his pension. I can't help that.
We'll take a break and regroup.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And you VIPs are going to be getting some of the Super Beats soft chews today. I'm sure you're going to like them. They're great. They're very popular. When we don't have them, the VIPs complain, as well they should. Taylor, what's the question and what are the results thus far?
Should debates be a requirement in a presidential election?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you require them. So I'm going to be in the minority and say no.
Super minority. Only 6% say no.
You see, I just don't know how you would enforce something like that. I still think Biden's going to sneak out of it. I just can't imagine him debating Trump. Trump is going to do something. He's going to say something, and they're going to claim that they're offended deeply. He's going to say something. They're going to blame him for saying something like Markey is now accused of saying, and they're going to say he can't. He refuses to appear on the stage with such an incredible reprobate. 844-500-4242. So this is, I want to play this sound cut from Manhattan Beach in Southern California. There were these two guys, and they're Trump guys, obviously. They're like wearing, freedom isn't free t-shirts, and they're just goofing around. And they're out there, and they go to this takeout place, and they get a couple of burritos or tacos, and they're just eating outside. They're eating outside. There's no record of any transmissions of COVID-19 outside, by the way. So Karen and Ken show up and start giving them a raft of grief. And one of them finally says, I don't know if it's on this cut or not, but he says, nobody believes in masks anymore, but they just don't want to put up with Karen and Ken. So they wear them. And didn't you think that was a brilliant summation, Taylor, of the situation across the country? But they got in a beef here. Is this, should we play the, let's start playing it anyway. And see
hey, Matt. That was dumb. Hey, guys, stop.
A broad daylight brawl in Manhattan Beach.
Hey, off me.
Hey, stop.
You're off me. Get your girl off me.
All sparked over an argument about masks.
Silly, ridiculous.
Yeah, absurd.
James Hernandez was recording and Matthew Roy was swinging. The two Manhattan Beach locals don't believe in wearing masks, and they were called out for it by a couple on Friday while they were eating burritos.
No,
we don't. We're locals here, but we're on the other side. We're on the other side of the fence. We don't believe in this stuff.
Hernandez was wearing his body cam at the time because he says he has to as a Trump supporter.
Because I wear a Trump hat, I've had a lot of confrontations, I guess. The first thing they said to us, yeah, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture.
Both men say neither of them were looking for conflict on this day, keeping their backs to the couple.
I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
He says the woman stuck her middle finger in his face, and then things escalated.
It's all right.
What are you looking at me for? I didn't say to you.
Oh, no, don't get
when they hit that coffee, I knew at that point it's over.
Have you had any problems like that? 844-500-4242. We'll play the end of it when he talks about Karen. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad, you always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We were playing you the local TV news story from L.A., from Manhattan Beach, and about these two Trump supporters who were attacked by a couple of the mask posse. They threw coffee on them. They took their masks off to eat burritos. How dare they? How dare they? And one guy said he wears a body cam because he wears Trump gear. And 207 just texted me and says, "Don't laugh, Howie. I wear a body cam too. Saves lots of trouble." Is this a new trend in fashion wear? Body cams? Get your MAGA hat. Comes complete with a body cam. You can record yourself being assaulted by some nut.
It makes sense. I have a dash cam for my car for insurance purposes. Why not wear a body cam so you don't get sued?
All right, let's hear the end of the cut before we take some calls.
Oh, no, don't get...
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point it's over.
Hey, Matt,
that was dumb.
Hey, off me.
Hey, stop.
Get her off me. Get your girl off me. Get her off me.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I don't give a I hope that someone saw that.
Yeah.
I would do it 10 times over,
The bloodied man then calls police to report that he's been assaulted.
No, he punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
Police responded but made no arrests. And despite the brawl, both men are standing firm in their decisions to not mask up.
They really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not. I don't care anymore.
And the men tell me they decided not to press charges against the couple they got into that scrap with. That couple has not yet been identified. As for Manhattan Beach police, they confirmed again today no arrests were made and no charges are pending.
I think the Trump guy identified them. It's Ken and Karen. Somebody mentioned there's a Providence City Councilwoman being a woke Karen. Yeah, that's some teenage. She's like a teenager, or almost a teenager. She's in her early 20s. She's from one of these ritzy Brown University districts down in Providence, and she told this woke bar that was big into Antifa BLM stuff was playing music really loud, and the cops came by and told them to calm down, and she started screaming at the cops. Nice look for a member of the Providence City Council. Ugh, where is Buddy C. Ancy when you need him? That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. 781, I wear a mask not because of Karens, but because I want Trump reelected. Unfortunately, we're losing the COVID war, so I'd wear a full hazmat suit for 3 months if it got him reelected. The COVID war, though, is not really against COVID. It's against the panic, isn't it? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I posted it today as a tweet. Yesterday was the first day since I can remember that there were more people died outside of Charlie Parker's nursing homes than inside. I'm serious. I mean, there were only 10 people who died yesterday, but 4 of them died in nursing homes and 6 of them died elsewhere. That's since I've been posting those numbers every day or every couple of days for maybe 2 months now. This is the first day there's been fewer in the nursing homes than outside. No, and nobody under the age of 50 again. 143 people dead in what amounts to 5 months now. 143 people under the age of 50. And the whole state's on lockdown. Highest unemployment rate in the nation. 1,144,000 people unemployed. For what? I'm sorry the people are dead in the nursing homes, but it's, You and I didn't do it. That's not our responsibility. It's Charlie Parker's responsibility. And he's trying to shift the blame. And there was an interesting column. Even the Globe is starting to come down on him about the nursing homes. I was shocked today to read that story in the Globe. That, you know, he's always said that he only met this guy, Bennett Walsh, when he was sworn in, the guy that's the guy that gave him $1,000 and Karen Polito $1,000 after his appointment as superintendent of the Holyoke Soldiers Home. Apparently, they had a meeting in the corner office before he was appointed. So Charlie Parker wasn't telling the truth, at least according to the superintendent's lawyer, who's also the former district attorney of Hampden County. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob. You there? No, Bob.
Hello, Howie.
Yes, Bob. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. So I was at a Back the Blue Trump rally at the Bourne Rotary, or the Bourne Rotary, I think
yes.
it's called.
Yes, Bourne. Yes, that's the new pronunciation.
Bourne.
Yes.
Bourne Rotary. And a Ken driving and a Karen pulled up and stopped in the Rotary in front of me while I was wearing my Blue Line flag.
We're losing you, Bob. Call back. I want to hear the story about what happened to the Bourne Rotary with Karen. I'm sure there are a lot of I'll bet that most of this audience could come up with a Karen story. I mean, maybe not as violent as or as humorous as that one in Manhattan Beach, but these people are out of control. They're crazy. I'm more and more convinced masks are for people who can't read charts. You know, they say lotteries are for people who can't understand math. Masks are for people who can't read charts. Even though I send them out every day, they still can't read the charts. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I had a little run-in with a 20-year-old up here in a parking lot last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get out of my car and I was headed towards the store, a small little mini bar up there.
Mm-hmm.
This kid jumps out of the car. I didn't have my mask on. It was in my pocket at the time.
Yeah.
And the kid jumps right up in my face screaming, "You need to put a mask on now." I just looked at the kid and I said, "Son, you better step back or I'm going to social distance both your eyeballs for you." And, you know, I'll tell you, Howie, I'm hearing from a lot of vets. Because yeah. I had a vet hat on, too, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm hearing from a lot of vets that they're getting a lot of aggression lately with a vet hat on. And I think, basically, it's because they know most of the vets vote for Trump.
But I mean, Mike, the thing is, I mean, a vet has had some training with firearms, right? I mean, you know, if you're a woke beta male, you know, who lives in his mom's basement. I mean, do you really want to tangle with somebody who knows the business end of an M16?
Right. What I did was just lean forward quick, and he took off running like a scared damn rabbit. But you know what I mean? I'm telling you, man, and a lot of the guys out there got PTSD. So you jump up in their face, you're going to catch it.
Right. I mean, you don't jump up in anybody's face, period. It's like giving somebody the finger out on the highway. You don't know who's... Number one, you don't know who's loaded. And number two, you don't know who's got something else under the floor, under the seat besides a pint, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's common sense tells you, you don't mess with people. That's what polite, that's an old saying, an armed society is a polite society. And it's true. It's true. And these people are so dumb. These kids are so dumb. I hate to go back to community colleges again and, you know, appear to be an academic elitist snob, but what are they teaching them in community college? I mean, if you worked at a supermarket bagging groceries, you would know not to give people lip for no reason unless you want to get a fat lip. God. Thanks for the call, Mike. Mike in the Cape, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
A very interesting school reopening plan down on the Cape. I'm hoping you can get the Barnstable school superintendent on. So they introduced a hybrid model that's 2 days of school in person and two
right.
days at home. The teachers apparently are only willing to work 4 days a week, but they're still going to afford in person full time school to two groups, special needs groups, which is perfectly understandable. You know, the kids who who learn differently.
Right. No, I understand.
And then the second group of kids who would be able to go full time in person.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. The teachers' kids.
How does that make any sense, Mike? I know this is a recurring question in 2020, but how does that possibly make any sense?
Well, they're figuring out what we figured out back in March, that you can't work full-time if the kids aren't in school.
Right.
So they want to give themselves in this. The superintendent also has to button up all the outs they have on why they can't work.
Yeah.
So they want to afford the faculty's kids full-time in-person learning. So when the teachers are belly aching about child care, they're taking their argument away from them.
What if you work at the Payless shoe store and you need some child care? Why don't you get the same benefit as the members of the Mass Teachers Association?
All summer long, Howie, I've been watching one administrator after the next tell us how woke they are and how understanding of the BLM movement they are. And then they roll out an idea like this.
Well, yeah. Somebody told me that there's a sign hanging from one of the bridges down going towards the Cape. And it says, I'm a teacher. I want to teach. I don't want to die. Well, let me just address that. Don't worry about it. You're not going to die, okay? You're not going to die, and none of the kids are going to die either. So get back to work. Stop trying to take a few more months off. I don't think all the teachers are in on this either, by the way. I know my daughter is not in on it. She wants to go back to school. And I think most teachers want to go back to school. This is a union thing. This is a, Friedman, the columnist for the New York Times, was asked last night on some show, when does this end? And he said November. I mean, that's the reality, isn't it? They can't keep the scam going one way or another. It's got to end. And most people are like those guys in Manhattan Beach, California. They know these masks don't mean anything. They know this is nothing but a scam. Maybe there's the little kid in the parking lot who confronted Mike, but not many people not many people believe it anymore. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, there's that screwed up congressional primary in New York. Carolyn Maloney and some Indian American guy is running against her, and she won by 3,000 votes. It was 6 weeks ago, and they still haven't wrapped up the vote counting. And today, a judge just ordered that they have to count 1,200 more very dubious ballots that have come in. I mean, she's got enough of a lead so that it's not going to affect the outcome. But the guy refuses to concede. I mean, and as Trump said yesterday, this is one small district. It's not small, but it's one 435th of the country. And this is, so what's going to happen when you're trying to do this in 435ths of the country? It's going to be a mess, a real mess. 855-844-500-4242. Bob was calling in earlier. He got into a bad zone. He was at the Bourne Rotary, as we call the Bourne Rotary, and he was at a Back the Blue rally, and a Karen came by. So, Bob, are you back on the line? Tell us what happened.
I am, thank you. So Karen and Ken roll up on me at the Rotary with, I'm standing there with my flag, and they actually stopped in the Rotary and pulled over.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Karen
was riding shotgun. Yeah, Karen was riding shotgun, and she wasn't wearing a mask, neither was I, and she yells at me, and she does this circular motion yelling at me, around her face, "Where's your mask?" So I said back to her, I said, "Where's yours?" I mean, these people are nuts. So
I know.
I thought I'd share that with you because I lived in Huntington Beach for a while out there in California, and I had some friends up in Manhattan Beach, and it's a very conservative part of California, that whole community.
Right, right. The mayor there in Huntington Beach, it was one of the first people who told people they could go back to the beach, as if there was ever a problem, you know? But he just, and then Gavin Newsom got really angry about it, right, and tried to shut it down?
Exactly. Anyway, have a good one, Howie.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling back. See, this whole thing about masks outside, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal today, Fear and Loathing in COVID America. One contact tracing study in China involving 318 outbreaks and 1,245 cases of COVID-19 identified only a single incident of outdoor transmission. One. This basic evidence didn't stop District of Columbia officials from threatening $1,000 fines on people for not wearing masks outdoors. And as this guy's a physician who's writing this, Joseph Ladapo. He's a real doctor, unlike Jill Biden. Policies like this are about politicians flexing power and looking tough. They are not about public health. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur. You there? Nope. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I put this out on social media this morning because I'm sick of hearing about these teachers. Oh, I'm afraid to go back to the school. I'm afraid to go back to the classroom.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole thing, our teenage children have been working in every single grocery store.
Right.
How come no one has said a thing about that?
I know. You're right. Here's someone just sent me a teacher just sent me something that came from their union. This is a statement by the MTA, the Mass Teachers Association. Here it is. Let's see. I'm just going down. The districts in the state must demonstrate that health and safety conditions and negotiated public health benchmarks. Oh, there's a Charlie Parker word, benchmarks. Are met before buildings reopen. How about the supermarkets? You're right, Maria. The different abilities of communities to meet those standards reflect the profound inequality of our society by race and class. Oh, God. How about the differences by age and the fact that nobody under the age of 20 has died of this? Can the MTA take that into consideration, please? The legacy of structural racism, that's what they're making this about. So they want the fall off because of the legacy of structural racism through community disinvestment has left Black Latinx, whatever that, not Latino, Latinx, and indigenous students, educators, and communities with higher risk factors and worse outcomes, while depriving them of resources to meet those standards. So they don't want to teach anything for the fall. How's that going to help out the Black and Latino students? Middle class and affluent communities will be better suited to meet necessary health and safety benchmarks. Until the point when districts in the state can meet these criteria, we will refuse to return to unsafe school buildings, and we will use the 10 additional days at the start of the school year before instructions of students begin to redesign learning. Redesign learning. There won't be any learning, and we'll just have the fall off. I'm Howie Carr.